Dr. John Prescott and Susan Belcher are here to talk about the special Missouri State University Music Department tribute to the late Dr. David Belcher, who, he had a lot of accomplishments here at MSU. And I'm not sure who wants to start first to talk about this.
Well, I tell you what, Randy, why don't we let John talk a little bit? David was here.
1988 to 2003, yeah.
Right. So I didn't meet David until 2000, so I think that he had already had an established history here.
Absolutely.
So I'll let John go for that one.
Okay. Well, thank you. David started here in 88, but in 94, he became Dean of Arts and Letters. And one of his first things was to need to search for a music department head, and I ultimately got that position.
Right.
So I worked hand in hand with David over the next 9 years in many, many endeavors and got to know him very well.
One of his major endeavors was founding the Missouri Fine Arts Academy. That's the 3-week summer program for gifted high school students.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
Founded it and was the director of it on top of his dean's job, so he was probably a crazy person for the first five years. But then he turned that over to the very capable hands of Julie Gilmore Bloodworth.
Right.
But he was also – David was also involved very much in public service in the Urban Arts Alliance, in the – Springfield Area Arts Council. I know I served with him on the Springfield Regional Opera when I was affiliated with them.
Right.
And it was one of his great joys and one of his passions to see this coming together of the arts and community development, because he felt very, very, very strongly that Missouri State University, the arts, and Springfield could all benefit from each other.
Mutually from everything that they did together.
Yes.
Of course, David was also a very accomplished pianist and released several recordings. He also was the pianist in the MSU Resident Chamber Music Trio, the Hawthorne Trio.
Right.
Yes.
With David Hayes. And they traveled extensively. But it was early on that I will say that evidently, I wasn't, you know, part of his life at that time, but he always had tremendous chops at the piano, but his administrative skills were exceptional. Mm-hmm. And early on, he had teachers that told him, he said, during a lesson, two of them had turned to him and said, "You'd be a great arts administrator." And his response was, "What, you don't think I can play the piano?"
Yeah. David had a gift for being able to see a broad vision of what could be done, what could be accomplished, and then he was able to infuse the people around him with the same kind of passion so that we all worked as a team to accomplish whatever it was that we were going to do, and Missouri Fine Arts Academy was one of those.
Now, when he left here in 2003, he went to University of Arkansas Little Rock as provost and vice chancellor for academic affairs, so not related to the fine arts areas of UA. He ended his academic career as chancellor of Western Carolina University
up until
the time he died last year.
Yes, Western Carolina University is in Cullowhee, North Carolina. It is right below Asheville, and it was a perfect fit for David. But I think it's, as I think back, I think it's really important in David's life to acknowledge that he cut his teeth at Missouri State University.
That this was his first this is where he began his career in higher education.
Absolutely. Fresh out of his doctoral program at Eastman School of Music. And what he learned here, as John was saying, for that in inclusivity, transparency, vision, being able to work with his colleagues in order to set a vision, a mutual vision, and then work backwards. I always said David could look 5 and 10 years out and then be able to work backwards to see exactly what had to happen to make that goal
get
happen.
To that goal.
Right.
Yeah.
But he carried those skills and honed them, started here but carried them through UALR in Little Rock, and then certainly as a chancellor, a very successful and beloved chancellor for 8 years at Western Carolina University.
Now, the reason that we're talking about David today, David passed away from a brain tumor at age 60 in June of last year.
Yes.
The MSU Music Department presents a concert tomorrow night to commemorate his life and accomplishments.
That's correct.
That'll be 7:30 tomorrow evening in Ellis Recital Hall. It is free and open to the public.
Right. C Minor Recital Hall will host this event free and open to the public. And we really hope that people who knew David will come to this event and get a chance to revive that whole spirit. There's something for everyone. It's really designed to represent everything that David did as a musician. So there's piano music, there's going to be opera music, there's a segment from the SRO Candide production, there's a student who is a graduate of the Fine Arts Academy who's going to perform. And then there's a piece that ends the concert that that I wrote at David's request for a wedding back in the year 2000. And so,
wonder which wedding that was.
Well, we've repurposed it for we've repurposed it for this event, and it's going to involve organ and brass, and it should bring the concert to a fitting conclusion.
That is a commemorative concert commemorating the life and accomplishments of former MSU faculty member and former dean of the College of Arts and Letters, David Belcher, tomorrow evening at 7:30 in Ellis Recital Hall, C Minor Hall, as you're calling it, in Ellis Hall and on the MSU campus. It is free and open to the public. You can go to missouristate.edu/music/calendar.htm to get details about that. And I want to thank you both for coming in this morning, Dr. John Prescott and Susan Belcher, the wife of David Belcher. Appreciate you coming in this morning and talking about this.
Thank you.
Giving
thank
us
you,
some details about his life and about the concert.
Yes. We look forward to seeing colleagues come and enjoy that music with us.
All right. Thanks a lot.